Okay, Happy New Year. So, anyway, so we're gonna, let's see what we're gonna do. Oh, we're gonna chant Jai Radha. Hold on a second. Abhaya Charanara Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Huidas Thakur Ki Jai. Pran Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidvaita Gadadha. Shiva Siddhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Shyam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavanam Ki Jai Vaturanam ki jai, Jagannatha Swami ki jai, Munamari ki jai, Shrimati Lasi Devi ki jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. All glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Shilpapad ki jai, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Budale, Shrimati Bhakta Vedanta Swami Namani Namaste, Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pachari, Nivisesha Shinyavadi Paschatate Shantari. So Magana Timidanda Shah Gananjana Shlakaya Chakshurun Meditam, Yena Tosmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Okay, so we're going to go on to Chaitanya Charitamrita in a second. Just want to make an announcement in the beginning, and I'll make an announcement as we go through the class anyway. So we have to end a little earlier than 6 o'clock, because at 6 o'clock, we start our kirtan to midnight. Not me. I'm doing a kirtan from 6 o'clock to 6:30, and I am sending you all the link right now on the chat window. If you look at the chat window, there's the link that you can sign into the kirtan at 6 o'clock, and I'm doing from 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay. I sent the link to you all. 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And for those of you in other places in the world, you can figure it out. So I'm doing the first half hour of kirtan, some with the guitar, some with the harmonium or whatever. And then other devotees are taking over, because I am not going to stay awake all night just for some mundane holiday. It is a mundane holiday. It has nothing to do with reality. It's not the Vaishnava New Year. It really has nothing to do with anything other than the Roman calendar. That's it. And I'm not a Roman, and I'm not American. I'm a spirit soul. And so why would I do such a stupid thing as staying up all night to glorify some Roman holiday? Of course, devotees do that. You know, they have a kirtan. Okay, it's nice. But, you know, what is it? It's just an illusory thing. That's all. It's not that anything will change. You're going to be in just as much maya after midnight as you were before, or just as much Krishna conscious as you were before. So it doesn't really make a hoot of a difference. But to cooperate with the devotees who want to stay up late, and people think that late night means fun. That wasn't Prabhupada's teaching. Prabhupada's teaching was early in the morning is fun. Brahma Muhurta is fun. Late night is not fun unless you are, anyway, influenced by different modes of nature. I'm not going to use the R word, Rakshasa, but it's not. Unless you're influenced by the modes of nature, then late night is fun. Yeah, because it's a time of ignorance and passion. And so people think that naturally that's a fun time. But the fun time is in the early morning when you can be absorbed in Krishna's holy names. That's really fun. Connecting to Krishna, Kevalananda Kanda, that's the most fun. Anyway, sorry for offending half the devotees on this Zoom call. So we're going to go with the Chaitanya Charitamrita right now. And, okay, first we chant Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya. Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktivinoda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktivinoda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Alrighty. So let's go. We're reading for the fourth chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which details the esoteric reason for the Lord's advent. And we are up to text 230 One. Okay, let me clear the screen and let's see if anyone wants to read after I'm finished. You can raise your little hand by going on the participant window. And if you don't want to read, that's up to you. I'll just continue reading. Okay. E sabasiranta guda kahite na yuyaiha na kahile keha ihara anta nahi paya. All these conclusions are unfit to disclose in public, but if they are not disclosed, no one will understand them. So there's a conflict going on here. Unless we write about these things or speak about these things, then nobody's going to have access to that information. But when we speak about these things or write about these things, the wrong people are going to have access. So it's a big problem, just like one of the offenses on chanting. Instruct the faithless about the glories of chanting. But what do you do when you're going to distribute books, when you're going to preach openly? Sometimes faithless persons will hear about it, and then you're committing that offense, but Krishna will forgive you because you're spreading his glories simultaneously. But be careful in any case. Ataiva kahi kichu kadina niguda uchhibe rasika vakta na uchhibe mudha. Therefore, I shall mention them, revealing only their essence, so that loving devotees will understand them, but fools will not. Ridaye, daraye, ye, chaitanya nityananda. Esava siddhante, se, paivi, ananda. Anyone, let me go ahead and hold on a second. I have to adjust my lamp so I can see these things better. Anyone who has captured Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda, Prabhu in his heart, will become blissful by hearing all these transcendental conclusions. E sabasananto hai amerer palava. Bhakta gana kokilera saravada balava. All these conclusions are like newly grown twigs of a mango tree. They are always pleasing to the devotees who in this way resemble cuckoo birds. Abhakta ustrera ite nahaya pravesha. Tavichite haya mora ananda vishesha. The camel-like non-devotees cannot enter into these topics, therefore, there is special jubilation in my heart. So, camel-like is used here, because that's a typical Vedic explanation of a comparison, metaphor, of how materialists try to enjoy this world. And what do I mean by that? Well, what does the camel do? The camel, sometimes in order to make its food more tasty, chews on thorns. And when it chews on thorns, thorns have points to them. And the points pierce the camel's tongues. And the camel is drinking its own blood and thinking how tasty it is. So the same way when we enjoy our senses, especially in gross ways, which we cannot mention in polite company tonight, then it's exactly like that. We're like drinking our own blood and thinking how nice this is. Ye lagi kahite boya se yari na jane iha vai kiba suka ache tribhuvane. For fear of them, I do not wish to speak, but if they do not understand, then what can be happier in all the three worlds? In other words, these are esoteric subject matters that are not meant for people who are like camels, tasting their own blood. And so, Krishna's yoga maya keeps them from understanding. They can read this chapter over and over and over again like so many academicians. That means people in the university who study the Chaitanya Charitamrita Weave and speak Bengali. They cannot understand what's going on here, in spite of reading this over and over and over and over again. That's yoga maya. Ateva bhakta gane kari namaskara nishonke kariye tara hok chamatkara. Therefore, after offering obeisances to the devotees for their satisfaction, I shall speak without hesitating. Krishna vichara eka ache antare purna nanda purna rasa upakai more. Once Lord Krishna considered within his heart, everyone says that I am complete bliss, full of all rasas. Ama haite anandita haya tribhuvana. Amake ananda dibe ache kon jana. All the world derives pleasure from me. Is there anyone who can give me pleasure? Ama haite vihara hai shata shata guna. Se jana uradite pare mora mana. One who has 100 times more qualities than me could give pleasure to my mind. Amahaite gunibhara jagate asambhava. Ekali radhate taha kari anubhava. One more qualified than me is impossible to find in the world. But in Radha alone, I feel the presence of one who can give me pleasure. Kotikama jini rupa yudhyapi amara asamordva madurya samanahiyara mora rupa mora rupe apyayita hai tribhuvana radhara darshane mora judaya nayana. Although my beauty defeats the beauty of 10 million cupids, although it is unequaled and unsurpassed, although it gives pleasure to the three worlds, seeing Radharani gives pleasure to my eyes. Moravam shigite akarshaye tribhuvana vadharavachane hare amara shravana. The vibration of my transcendental flute attracts the three worlds, but my ears are enchanted by the sweet words of Srimati Radharani. Yadyapi amara gande jagat suganda morachita prana hare radha anga ganda. Although my body lends fragrance to the entire creation, the scent of Radharani's limbs captivates my mind and heart. Yadyapi amara rase jagate sarasa radhara arara ras ama kare vasha. Although the entire creation is full of different tastes because of me, I am charmed by the nectarian taste of the lips of Srimati Radharani. Yadyapi amara sparsha kotindu shitala radikara sparshe ama kare shushitala. And although my touch is cooler than 10 million moons, I am refreshed by the touch of Srimati Radhika. E mata jagatera suke ami hetu radikaro rupa guna amara jivatu. Thus, although I am the source of happiness for the entire world, the beauty and attributes of Sri Radhika are my life and soul. E mata anubhava amara pratita vichari dekhiye adi sabhi viparita. In this way, my affectionate feelings for Srimati Radharani may be understood, but on analysis, I find them contradictory. But hara darshane mora judaya nayana amara darshane radha suke ageyana. My eyes are fully satisfied when I look upon Srimati Radharani, but by looking upon me, she becomes even more advanced in satisfaction. Paraspara venugite hariye chetana mora brahme tamalere kare alingana. The flute-like murmur of the bamboos rubbing against one another steals Radharani's consciousness, for she thinks it to be the sound of my flute, and she embraces a tamala tree, mistaking it for me. Krishna lingana poinu janamha sapole Krishna suke mogna rahe vriksha kare kole. I have gotten the embrace of Sri Krishna, she thinks. So now my life is fulfilled. Thus, she remains immersed in pleasing Krishna, taking the tree in her arms. Anukulavate yadi paya moraganda. Udiyapaite chahe premahaya anda. When a favorable breeze carries to her the fragrance of my body, she is blinded by love and tries to fly into that breeze. Tambula charavita gyabe kare ashvadane. Ananda samudre dube. Kitshui na jane. When she tastes the betel chewed by me, she merges in an ocean of joy and forgets everything else. Amara asangame rada paya ye ananda. Shatamukhe bhali tabu na paya tara anda. Even with hundreds of mouths, I could not express the transcendental pleasure she derives from my association. Lilante suke inhara angera maduri. Adeki suke ami apana pashari. Seeing the luster of her complexion after our pastimes together, I forget my own identity and happiness. Donhariye samarasa bharata muni mane amara vrachera rasa seha nahi jane. The sage Bharata has said that the mellows of lover and beloved are equal, but he does not know the mellows of my Vrindavana. So Prabhupada's purport, according to expert sexologists like Bharata Muni, the male and the female enjoy equally in material sexual pleasure, but in the spiritual world the relationships are different, although this is unknown to mundane experts. Anyera sangameyami yata sukapai taha haiti rada suka shata adikai. The happiness I feel when meeting Radharani is 100 times greater than the happiness I get from meeting others. Nirudutamrita maruri parimala kalyani bimbadaro vaktram pankaja sarabham kuharita shlagna vidaste giraha angam chandana shitalam tanuriyam sondaryas Sarvashvabhak, Pamasaja Mamedam Indriya Kulam Radhe Mohur Modate. My dear auspicious Radharani, your body is the source of all beauty. Your red lips are softer than the scents of immortal sweetness. Your face bears the aroma of a lotus flower. Your sweet words defeat the vibrations of the cuckoo, and your limbs are cooler than the pulp of sandalwood. All my transcendental senses are overwhelmed in ecstatic pleasure by tasting you who are completely decorated with beautiful qualities. Purport, this verse spoken by Lord Krishna to Radha is recorded in the Lalita Madhava of Srila Rupa Goswami. Okay, so now we're going to let some more of the devotees, let's see who we got here. I want to give everybody an opportunity. Okay, next pick, Shruti Priya Radha. You have the opportunity to read for a while.
Thank you, Shri Gurudev.
Okay.
Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you fine.
Okay. Rupi kamsa hayas harasya luta nayanam sparshe tirishat tvacham Vanyam uktalita shrutim parimale samrisham nasaputam arajarasanam kila tara pute nayanchan mukamboruham tambo girna mahadritim bahi apiko yadvikar alkulam. Her eyes are enchanted by the beauty of Lord Krishna, the enemy of Kamsa. Her body thrills in pleasure at his touch. Her ears are always attracted to his sweet voice. Her nostrils are enchanted by his fragrance, and her tongue hankers for the nectar of his soft lips. She hangs down her lotus-like face, exercising self-control only by pretense, but she cannot help showing the external signs of her spontaneous love for Lord Krishna. Purport. Thus Srila Rupa Goswami describes the continence of Radharani. Tate jani mote ache kona ekarasa amara mohini radha tare kare vasha. Considering this, I can understand that some unknown mellow in me controls the entire existence of my captivator, Srimati Radharani. Amahaite rata paya ye jatiya suka taha asvadite ami sadai muka. I am always eager to taste the joy that Radharani derives from me. Nana yatna kariyami nari asvadite se suka maduya grane lo babate chitte. In spite of various efforts, I have not been able to taste it, but my desire to relish that pleasure increases as I smell its sweetness. Rasa asvadite ami kaha avatara prema rasa asa asvadila vidita prakara. Formerly, I appeared in the world to taste mellows, and I tasted the mellows of pure love in various ways. Raga marge bhakta bhakti kare ye prakare taha sikaila lila acharanadvare. I taught devotional service that springs from the devotee's spontaneous love by demonstrating it with my pastimes. Aitina Krishna Mora Nahila Purana Vijatiya Bhave Nahe Taha Ashvadana. But these three desires of mine were not satisfied, for one cannot enjoy them in a contrary position. Radhikara bhava kanti angikara vine seitina suka kabunahe ashvatane. Unless I accept the luster of the ecstatic love of Sri Radhika, these three desires cannot be fulfilled. Radha bhava angikari tari taravana tina suka ashvadite hava avat. Therefore, assuming Radharani's sentiments and bodily complexion, I shall descend to fulfill these three desires. Sarva bhave kaila krishna eita nishchaya dina kale aila yuga vatara samaya. In this way, Lord Krishna came to a decision. Simultaneously, the time came for the incarnation of the age. Sei kale Sri Advaita Karina Aradhana Tanhara Hunkare Kaila Krishna Akarshana. At that time, Sri Advaita was earnestly worshipping him. Advaita attracted him with his loud calls. Pita Mata Guru Gana Age Avatari Radhikara Bhava Varna Angikara Kari Navatvipe Satshi Garba Shuddha Dugda Sindhu Ahate Prakata Haila Krishna Purna Indu. First, Lord Krishna made his parents and elders appear. Then Krishna himself, with the sentiments and complexion of Radhika, appeared in Navadvip, like the full moon from the womb of Mother Sachi, which is like an ocean of pure milk. Aita karidun sashta slokera vyakyana shriruba goshanira para padma karidyana. Meditating on the lotus feet of Sri Rupa Goswami, I have thus explained the sixth verse. Idri slokera ami ye karila artha Sri Rupa Goshanira sloka pramana samartha. I can support the explanation of these two verses, verses 5 and 6 of the first chapter, with a verse by Sri Rupa Goswami. Aparam kasyapi pranayi jana vrindasya kutuki rasa stomam ritva maduram upad boktum kam apiya rucham svam avavre dyutem ihatadiyam prakatayan sadevas chaitanya kritir atip. Lord Krishna desired to taste the limitless nectarian mellows of the love possessed by one of his multitude of loving damsels, Sri Radha, and so he has assumed the form of Lord Chaitanya. He has tasted that love while hiding his own dark complexion with her effulgent yellow color. May that Lord Chaitanya confer upon us his grace. Purport. This is the third verse of the second Chaitanyastaka of Srila Rupa Goswami's Stava Mala.
Okay, you can end there. So we'll let someone else chant. Okay, I guess we'll let Fran Govind. We're almost finished with the chapter. And we're going to end a little earlier tonight. So, Pran Govinda, you can recite the next few verses. You there? No?
Yes, Maharaj. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Prabhupada.
All glories to Prabhupada. Okay.
So, 276. Mangala charanam Krishna Chaitanya tatta lakshanam prayojanan chavatare shlokashat kai nirupitam. Thus the auspicious invocations, the essential nature of the truth of Lord Chaitanya, the need for his appearance have been set forth in six verses. Siruparo gunata pade jaravas chaitanya charitamrita kahe Krishna das. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Purport. Thus the end of Bhaktivedanta Purport to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila, fourth chapter, describing the confidential reason for the appearance of Lord Chaitanya.
Okay, stop. Stop here. I just want to summarize this chapter. So this chapter deals with the confidential reasons, and as it's described, these confidential reasons coincided with the time for the Yuga Avatar to appear, to teach the Yuga Dharma, which is Krishna Nam Sankirtan. And the confidential reasons for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance is that he wanted to see himself from Radharani's perspective. He wanted to taste the pleasure that Radharani is experiencing by interacting with him. And he wanted to understand her love, the devotee's love, for him. So these are the confidential reasons, or sometimes called the primary reasons, and the secondary reasons are propagating Nam Kirtan. So it's not that the secondary reasons are less important. That's not the point. The secondary reasons follow the primary reasons. Because Krishna takes on the mood of Srimati Radharani, therefore Krishna becomes more compassionate and more ecstatic and more liberal than he ordinarily is, and therefore Namo Mahavananyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Koritase Namaha. Therefore we call him the most munificent appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay, so we'll start, so you can start Pran Govinda on chapter 5 and just go a little bit on that.
Just one second, I have to open it.
Chapter 5.
Chaitanya.
You can't find it in your book, you can just look at the screen.
It's an iPhone, too small. Okay.
Too small. All right, so
I could
maybe. You find it?
It doesn't have the summary one.
We'll go to Rakesh right now. Okay, Rakesh, you can read right now.
Please accept my humble obeisance, Gurudev.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Chapter 5.
This chapter is chiefly devoted to describing the essential nature and glories of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Lord Sri Krishna is the absolute personality of Godhead, and his first expansion in form of for pastime is Sri Balaram. Beyond the limitations of this material world is the spiritual sky, Paravyom, which has many spiritual planets, the supreme of which is called Krishna Loka. Krishna Loka, the abode of Krishna, has three divisions, which are known as Dwarka, Mathura, and Gokula. In that abode, the personality of Godhead expands himself into four plenary portions: Krishna, Balaram, Pradyuman, the transcendental Cupid, and Anirudh. They are known as the original quadruple forms. In Krishna Loka is a transcendental place known as Swetadvip or Vrindavan. Below Krishna Loka in the spiritual sky are the Vaikuntha planets. On each Vaikuntha planet, a four-handed Narayana expanded from the first quadruple manifestation is present. The personality of Godhead, known as Sri Balaram in Krishna Loka, is the original Sankarsana, attracting deity. And from this Sankarsana expands another Sankarsana called Mahasankarsana, who resides in one of the Vaikuntha planets. By his internal potency, Mahasankarsana maintains the transcendental existence of all the planets in the spiritual sky, where all the living beings are eternally liberated souls. The influence of the material energy is conspicuous there by his absence. On those planets, the second quadruple manifestation is present. Outside the Vaikuntha planet is the impersonal manifestation of Sri Krishna, which is known as Brahmaloka. On the other side of the Brahmaloka is the spiritual Karan Samudra or causal ocean. The material energy exists on the other side of the causal ocean without touching it. In the causal ocean is Mahavishnu, the original Purusha expansion from Sankrishna. The Mahavishnu places his glance over the material energy, and by a reflection of his transcendental body, he amalgamates himself with the material elements. As the source of the material elements, the material energy is known as Pradhana, and as the source of manifestation of the material energy, it is known as Maya. But material nature is inert in that she has no independent power to do anything. She is empowered to make the cosmic manifestation by the glance of Mahavishnu. Therefore, the material energy is not the original cause of the material manifestation. Rather, the transcendental glance of Mahavishnu over material nature produces the cosmic manifestation. Mahavishnu again enters every universe as the reservoir of all living entities, Garbhodakshay Vishnu. From Garbhodakshay Vishnu expands Shirodakshay Vishnu, the super soul of every living entity. Garbhodakshay Vishnu also has his own Vaikuntha planet in every universe, where he lives as a super soul or supreme controller of the universe. Garbhodakshay Vishnu reclines in the midst of the watery portion of the universe and generates the first living creature of the universe, Brahma. The imaginary universal form is partial manifestation of Garbhodakshay Vishnu. In the Vaikuntha planet, in every universe in the ocean of milk, and within that ocean is an island called Swetadvipa, where Lord Vishnu lives. Therefore, this chapter describes two Swetadvipa, one in the abode of Krishna and others in the ocean of milk in every universe. The Swetadvipa in the abode of Krishna is identical with the Vrindavan Dham, which is placed where Krishna appears himself to display his loving pastime. In the Swetadvipa, within every universe, is a sage of Godhead who served Vishnu by assuming the form of his umbrella, sleeper, couch, pillows, garment, residence, sacred thread, and throne, and so on. Lord Baldev in Krishna Loka is Nityananda Prabhu. Therefore, Nityananda Prabhu is the original Sankarsana and Maha Sankarsana, and his expansions as the Purusa in the universe are plenary expansion of Nityananda Prabhu. In this chapter, the author has described the history of his living home for a personal pilgrimage to Vrindavan, and he's achieving all success there. In this description, it is revealed that the author's original paternal home and birthplace were in the district of Kathua, in the village of Chhamatpur, which is near Nehati. Krishna Das, Kaviraj's brother, invited Sri Meenaketan Ramadas, a great devotee of Lord Nityananda, to his home. But a priest named Gunarnva Mishra did not receive him well. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami brother, not recognizing the glories of Lord Nityananda, also took sides with the priest. Therefore, Ramdas became sorry, broke his flute, and went away. This was a great disaster for the brother of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. But on that very night, Lord Nityananda Prabhu himself graced Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in a dream and ordered him to leave on the next day for Vrindavan.
Okay, that's it for the readings. So this introduction to chapter 5 is basically a whole cosmology of the spiritual world and the material world, and describing especially Krishna Loka, which has three different locations within it. There's Svetadvip, which is the Vrindavan there. There's Mathura, and there's Dwarka. And in addition, which is not mentioned here in the introduction, there's a Mayapur in this Krishna Loka in the spiritual world. In other words, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are also going on there as part of Svetadvipa, which is part of Krishna Loka. Remember that. Krishna Loka, divided into three parts. Loka means planet. Krishna Loka means the planet of Krishna. And then the four expansions, no, not expansions, but the four manifestations of the Absolute are there. That's Krishna, Balaram, and Aniruddha, and Pradyumna and Aniruddha, in that order. And then from those personalities expand the other Chaturvyuha expansions. That's Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. Like we also have in another one of the Vaikuntha planets, there is Ayodhya, where you have Lord Ram, and you have Lakshman, Bharata, and Shatrughna, who are Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha, the same personalities. And then also in the material world, you have these expansions. You have the Mahasankarsana, who is an expansion of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda is the original Sankarsana. And from this Mahavishnu, or Mahasankarsana, you have the expansions known as the Garbhodakshay Vishnu. Garbhodakshay Vishnu also has a planet within the universe. And also there's the Shirodakshay Vishnu, who is within everyone's heart and within every atom. And Shirodakshay Vishnu also has a planet in the universe. Pretty nice. And the super soul of the universe is Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. And then finally, in this introduction, you find the history of Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, who had a conflict with his brother because his brother did not respect Lord Nityananda properly, because he did not respect one of Lord Nityananda's devotees who was manifesting Lord Nityananda's presence. That devotee was Mini Ketana Ramdas. And as a result, the brother of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami fell down, which is, can be described in this particular chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami left home at a very old age, went to Vrindavan, and composed the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It was all the Lord's plan. Sometimes you find very unfortunate things happening, but these unfortunate things are not actually unfortunate in a devotee's lives, because they enable the devotee to carry out the Lord's orders and pastimes. So this so-called unfortunate thing about Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's brother offending Lord Nityananda or Lord Nityananda's devotee was actually a fortunate thing, because it caused Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami to leave home, because he didn't want to associate with those who were offensive to Lord Nityananda. That is intelligence. Okay, so on that happy note, we can take a few questions, and then I'm going to have to end this session for our kirtan. And I've posted the link for the kirtan on the chat window in case anyone's interested in joining the kirtan. It goes till midnight. Not me going to midnight. I'm only going till 6:30. Okay, we will unmute you all. Hold on a second. Or at least give you the opportunity to unmute yourselves. Okay, who wants to ask a question?
Hare Krishna, yeah. This is Rishikesh.
Rishikesh, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Gurudev. Gurudev, my quick question is, you know, there are two sets of quadruple expansions. First set comes
there's more than two sets.
Okay.
There's quadruple expansions, and then there's these expansions of the quadruple expansion, then it's expansions of the expansions of the quadruple expansions.
Oh, wow. So I was wondering, the first set of quadruple expansions, they maintain the spiritual world, do they?
Yes.
And the second set maintains the spiritual world, material world.
The second
world,
set. Right? That's why the second set is called portions of plenary portions.
Okay, okay. So the Lord exists as a super...
You have different expansions, like Lord Ram, Lakshman, Bart, and Shatrughna also.
I see, okay. So in the spiritual world, Gurudev, the super soul, the Lord exists as a super soul also, right? In spiritual world also? Is he a super soul there also?
No. There's no super soul. Okay. No. There's no Shivadakshay Vishnu, Mahavishnu, or Garbhadakshay Vishnu in the spiritual world. There's no need of super soul.
I see.
Super soul is there according to Bhagavad Gita, Matak Spritir Jnanam Aponam Cha.
Okay.
So the first expansion, quadruple expansion, maintains the spiritual realm. And the original Chaturvyuha is Krishna, Balaram, and then Arjuna and Aniruddha.
Okay. Thank you, Gurudev. Yeah.
Okay. So you are working today?
No, Gurudev, I'm just driving. I'm sorry. I just have to go to the Indian store.
I have to go to the Indian store. Hopefully you're not going to the Indian store to get some beer or anything like that.
No. I want to buy some boga.
Buy some boga. So you're going to enjoy tonight. Okay.
Yeah, sort of.
Okay. On a happy note, any other questions before we end? Because we're going to end early so we can prepare for the kirtan night. Rangolini,
you have a question?
Yeah.
Quick. I put it on a chat. I was just curious. I know it's transcendental, I cannot understand, but still, to release these three experience that Krishna is going to do from Radharani is he stole the mood of Radharani.
Yes.
But why needed color?
Why? Because they're spiritual bodies, and the spiritual bodies manifest the bhav. Just like when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was experiencing ecstasy, his arms extended like several cubits long. So the spiritual bodies are not material bodies. The spiritual body is non-different than the soul or the person, sorry. The person like Krishna. And also the spiritual body fully manifests the mood of the person who has the spiritual body. Like when Krishna is in the mood of Lord Nrisingadev, he looks like Lord Nrisingadev. He's not only Krishna with his flute, you know, running around, tearing people's intestines out. because that's the nature of the spiritual body. When you have or in a specific mood, the spiritual body manifests that mood because there's no duality. There's no duality between the mood, the mind, the person, and the body. In the material world, there's a duality. Like I can feel, let's see how I feel. I could feel hungry and you'd never see it. I can hide it. But if you want to have a spiritual body, I guess if I was hungry, I would look like a tiger.
Maharaj, in that notes, can I ask you just not, I mean, it's related, but not exactly. Some of the pastime Lord Chaitanya performed, was it required to manifest in the material world, like his limbs should separate from his body? I mean, what is there for sadhaka conditioned soul for? Can't he taste it in spiritual world? He has to exhibit or taste it here?
You mean, why did he do that? Is that the question?
Yeah, I was just considering, like,
he's showing the nature of it. Again, it's the same answer. He's showing the nature of a spiritual body. The spiritual body is perfectly in tune with the mind because the mind and spiritual body, there's no difference.
I thought he performing all the leelas just for us.
It's not for us.
No, I mean, externally for us to see that how he's tasting.
Yes. So we could see that another proof that Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and it's not a material affair. Anyway, we have to end now because I got to get ready for the kirtan, which is going to start in 5 minutes. So the link is on the chat window. We'll give you 1 minute to copy it right here. You can click on the link right now or you can copy it. It's a password 108. And the kirtan is going to start in about 5 minutes. Okay, we have to end now because I have to get ready for the kirtan. Okay, Aditya Narayan Prabhu posted the link again. Okay, on that happy note, all glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Happy New Year, Maharaj.
Happy New Year. Happy Kwanzaa.